still discussing the halachas of Prisha Samach Levest in Sivan Kuf Pidalid. The Mechaber writes in Siv Zayin, Im Higia Vesta Vimei Ibura, if a woman has a vest while she's pregnant, Misha Hukar Ubra, from the time of Hukar Ubra, which is generally assumed to be 3 months, O Bimei Meinektar, while she's learning, nursing, Shem Kaftala Chadashim is Shinholin Vlad, a feel the base of Vlad, and a tricha lift from Samach Levesta. So Mechaber writes based on the test of Yud in Maseches Nida that a woman who is pregnant, Misha Hukar Ubra, a woman who is in the 24 months of Hanukkah, the 24 months where it used to be presumed a woman would be nursing, even if in fact she's not nursing. So then our approach to Vestas for such a woman is different. She has the status of a Misalekas Damim, a woman who doesn't expect to see Dam through the normal cycle, and therefore there's no din of Prisha Samuch Levesta. Okay. The contemporary posts discuss whether this halacha should in any way change nowadays when the medical reality is that women who are pregnant typically stop seeing Dam from the moment of conception and not Misha Hukar Ubra. You get the impression that B'yam Kamonim, a woman would still have a regular cycle up until 3 months into the pregnancy. That's not medically the case anymore. And also, does this affect the din of Hanukkah the other direction, where it used to be that women generally didn't see normal dam during the entire 24 months postpartum, and nowadays that's no longer the case either. Yeah.
I think Misha Hukar was just similar to know that she was pregnant, like she wasn't 100% sure she was pregnant until she had a drug. In a Hanami, they would agree that if it was a Matthias where you could find out Misha Hukar right away, then there shouldn't be an issue.
That's not how the Pesach Charlie presented. Misha Hukar Ubra is a, that's the terminology the Gemara uses for a certain stage at which in the formation of a baby. Doesn't mean necessarily, just the point that with merely the point at which a person knows that they're pregnant. Moshe has a tshuva. Chela Gimel Simen Beis Os Aleph. Chela Gimel Simen Beis Os Aleph. Where the initial approach entertains that maybe you should be mekel nowadays, not to be choshesh for a veses even from the beginning of pregnancy. It used to be that people wouldn't necessarily be aware of pregnancy until 3 months, but also that people would have regular cycles till 3 months. Nowadays, it's not the case. Maybe because Nishtan Hatev and Nishtan Hadin, and nowadays that there's no, the norm is not to see from the onset, so maybe once a woman knows that she's pregnant with a pregnancy test, there'd be no din of Vestos. Ramosha entertains that in theory, but in practice, in the end of the tshuva, the bottom line is to be machmir based on, or to be machmir in accordance with the traditional psak of keeping Vestos for the first 3 months. And that is the general consensus of Poskim, that's Rav Avadya's Hachra'a, that's the Psaka of Avosner, Shevet Alevi, Chela Gimel, Simen Kof Kof, and that is the generally almost, I think, universally accepted approach among Poskim nowadays. Michael.
I remember when the doctor came to speak to us about a month ago, he said that there are the women these days that do show down, like almost a cycle, but he said it's not really like uterine blood or something.
Okay.
So if we do see some cycle, do we still say, do we say that this din would apply if she does have a cycle even during pregnancy?
If she has a cycle during pregnancy, then she definitely has to be concerned about Vestas. What we're discussing is if she doesn't see any dam during pregnancy, did the halachas of Vestas still apply the same way? So as a practical matter, given that post, the consensus of Poskim is to assume like the regular din of the Gemara here, so a woman, even if she's pregnant, even if she knows she's pregnant, still has to be choshesh for her vestas. Now, what does that mean practically? Most women nowadays don't have a vest kavua. In theory, if a woman did have a vest kavua, so then she'd have to be choshesh with that vest kavua for the first few months, until you're okay that vest, for the first 3 months, or until hook or ubra, for the first 2 or 3 months of pregnancy. But most people, most women nowadays don't have a vest kavua, so it's only really no gain or gayness. So sometimes, even if a woman knows that she's pregnant, she took a pregnancy test on day 29, day 30 of her cycle, she would still have to be choshesh and treat that day 30, 31, whatever the onah, or both, whatever the onah beinonis is, with all the chumras of an onah beinonis. But usually, for most women, that would be the extent of be choshesh or vestos during pregnancy. The corollary halacha is whether you could be kaveya vest during pregnancy. That's in Siman Kuf Peites, just to flip for a moment, to the end of Siman Kuf Peites, Se'if Lamed Gimel. Mu'beres li'acha gimel chadashim li'ibura u'meinika kol kavdal chodesh achar leida savlad, eino kavas vest. So a woman, once she is hooker ubra, 3 months, or once, or during the Yemei Hanaka, during the 24 months postpartum, she's not kovei a vest. So even if she does see dam on a regular basis, that doesn't create the din of the absolute din of a vest. So even if it has the appearance of a vest kavua, it doesn't have the din of a vest kavua, you'd only treat it as a vest she'eino kavua. So a woman does not have the ability to create a vest kavua during pregnancy, misha hoker ubra, and during the yimei hanok. Take a look at the shachir, sekat and ayin gimel. The Shachos and the Bach, because of a Bach, Tema Lama Pasuk LaHakel. Why is the Mechaber Paskin here Lakula that there is no Kvias Vest Bimei Ibura? Shrei Yatur Hevi Dasa Ramban LaHoras Kluma Kedvara Vakan Lashana. So there is a position in Rishonim that's Machmir. So how does the Mechaber know to Paskin Lakula? They in the Tema. The Kaimelan BeChosha Mishpat the Kalmakam Shachronim Cholkam Al Rishonim Kaimelan Kachronim. So, even though there is a Ramban, maybe there are other Rishonim that argue that weren't as well known. The Shach points out in a number of places, more in Isser V'Heter, that the Torah didn't have access to the Torah Sabayis Aruch, he only had the Torah Sabayis HaKatzar. And had he had the Torah Sabayis Aruch, and had he known, had he had the Ritva that he also didn't have access to, and he quotes the Raivit too. So the majority of Yishon and Paschim against the Ramban, so why are you so bothered that the Mechaber Shem Mechoshish for the Shittas of Ramban? It's a minority position of Rishonim. Then he says, "Kolmachem shalach rofef etz biyadcha halacha chaminah." Common practice never was to be choshesh for this position lachumra, even if it exists in Rishonim. So the combination of the fact that number one, you have a number of Rishonim that the Torah didn't have access to, who are beferish against the Ramban, plus the minim never was to be choshesh for the Ramban, Shach doesn't think that there's any need to be concerned. It's just that say this is a worthwhile marmakum to make a note of for general klali apsak, and more so than for the specific issue at hand here in context. What other marmakum that is useful to be aware of, to the point that Aaron mentioned earlier, that we usually assume, we translate hoker ubra as the point at which a woman is seen to be pregnant, or you should tell that she's pregnant. If you look at the Me'iri in that sugya and chesem and beis, the Meiri right, the sugya begins the chesem beis. The Meiri is on daftes. Dibra maskil ras adam. Second. The Iridim Masla Ras Adam writes, quote, Shavlad, what does it mean, hooker ubra? Shavlad makir chiyuso. That at the 3 month point, the embryo, the fetus, has some recognition of its source of sustenance. Umachbid aleha, rosha ve'evareha, the damem is dalkin. And it implies pressure on the mother once it's at a certain stage of development, and then that creates the status of Mislakas Dhamma, and the reason that a woman is not going to see a regular cycle anymore is because the fetus is putting pressure on the mother's body that, in a way, that prevents Dham from coming out. So Hukar Ubra is not the observer or the mother recognizes that she's pregnant, but Hukar Ubra is that the Uber recognizes that the mother's there and puts pressure on the mother's body in a way that prevents the flow of Dham. Okay, so you should, Amar Malcolm, to be aware of.
We use Hukar Ubra for her getting married also.
I'm sorry?
We use Hukar
Ubra for the din of Hatchana.
Yeah, so how would you explain that?
The etymology of Hatchana is also, the din of Hatchana is 3 months. But
it's clear that you should, that Hooker Uber is clearly referenced that other people should know that she, either she's pregnant or not pregnant, in order that she should know who the father is. So it has nothing to do with
no, so there could be a correlation between the point at which the embryo has developed to this stage and the point at which you can tell whether you're pregnant or not. But this means you're saying that the term Hooker Uber is a reference to the Vlad Makir, the mother. Okay. And Rav Moshe says in that same tshuva, similarly regarding Meinekes, again, nowadays, used to be that typically women wouldn't see Dham for an entire 24-month period after she had a baby. Nowadays, that's no longer the case. But there, Rav Moshe writes that given the reality is that she is seeing Dham, and she, most women do begin, even if they are nursing, most women do resume a normal cycle prior to 24 months postpartum. So in that situation, you have to start being choshesh for vestos as well. So you have to be choshesh for an onabedeness, and you'd also have to be choshesh if there was a vest kavua. I mean, a dina de gemara would be that if a woman had a vest kavua prior to pregnancy, so she stops being concerned about that vest kavua mishahukar obra, she's not concerned about that vest kavua during Yimei Hanaka, and she can't create a new vest kavua, neither Bimei Ibura nor Bimei Hanaka, but then what will come out is that once the Yimei Hanaka are over, then she reverts to that original vest kavua going back for 31 months. That vest kavua that she had 31 months ago, every gimel, every third day of the month, so she reverts back, now she has to be chashuv with that vest kavua as well. So Moshe says that nowadays that women are normally resume seeing Dham on a regular basis during Yimei Hanaka, you would have to be choshesh for the pre-pregnancy vest kavua at the point that a woman starts seeing a regular cycle again. Again, most women don't have a vest kavua, so that's not terribly nogea. Rav Elzner has a kula, even though in principle, nowadays, you would have to be choshesh for the original vest kavua from before the pregnancy. With tzirufim, there's what to be mekel about, that once Yimei Hanaka are over, you don't necessarily have to go back to that original vest kavua. You can take a look over there. Okay, now we have to move on to discuss the requirement of bidikos, the onas havest, which is what we began with when we discussed whether vestos deraisa or vestos derabban. So the Tosas pointed out on daf tesayinim and aleph diva maskel ver nachman. This is the Tosas we started with originally when we began these sugyas. Tosas there in Rov Rishonim assume that lemaisa we paskin vestos derabbanan. And therefore, if a woman didn't perform a bedika b'shas a vest, so if we're talking about a vest kavua, a woman has a vest kavua, so she has to perform a bedika biyom havest to ascertain that she's not seeing dam. If she didn't perform such a bedika b'shas havest, as long as she performs a bedika later on, she is tahora lebaila. And we're not choshesh that maybe she saw dam biyom havest and it was lava daita. As long as she does a bedika subsequent to the yom havest, she reverts to being muteres lebaila. However, according to this position in Tosfos and Rav Rishonim, she does need to perform that bedika leikuva. If a woman passes a yom havest, a vest kavua, let's say for now, and she doesn't perform a bedika neither on the yom havest nor subsequent to the yom havest, then she remains asura lebaila till such point as she performs a bedika. That's the position of Tosos and Rov Rishonim. And that is the Yesh Omrim in Se'if Tes. However, the first position in the Machabi here in Se'if Tes is that that bedika is not likuva, let's say, even by a vest kavua. A woman failed to perform a bedika on the Yom HaVest, and she didn't even perform a bedika later on, but as long as she had no hargasha, she remains Mutaris Labayla. Lashon HaMechaber, Se'if Tes. Shar Nashim means not the Misalekas Damim that we just spoke about in Siv Zayin. Shar Nashim, Tzrichos Bedika Kishiyagia HaVest. So other women need to perform a Bedika V'Onas HaVest. Aver HaVest V'lo Bakka V'lo Hergisha. If that Onas HaVest passes and she didn't perform a Bedika nor did she have a Hargasha, Tahara V'lo Bedika. She remains Tahara even without performing that Bedika. V'yish Omrim Sha'asura ad she'tivdok. And the second opinion, that of Tosfos that we just quoted, is that she remains asura until such time as she performs a bedika im yesh la ves kavua o shehu yom lamed or an onabenonis afapi she'ena kavua. So what is the first position in the mechaber, the stam before the yesh omrim, that even by a ves kavua bedika is not ma'akev? So that's the position of the Ran in the Daf Erif at the end of Shavuos, on the Rif Silchus Nida. The Ran is on Daf Heyam and Alf B'Daf Erif at the end of Shavuos, Heyam and Alf B'Daf Erif. The Ran thinks that this is true B'Daf Rambam V'Harif, even though it's not B'Fevish in the Ram of the Rif. It is B'Fevish in the Ran. The Ran writes as follows, Aval Kol She'Avar HaVest Lamatei Tzarech Livdok. So if a woman passes the Onas HaVest, she didn't do B'dika the Onas HaVest, nor does she have any Hargasha, nor is there any indication of Dam. The Ran writes, she doesn't need to perform another bedika. Vare, kol isha sheyesh la vest, shelo b'shas vestim et selekas damimhi. So any woman, even a woman that has a vest kavua, once the vest kavua passes, or any time other than the zman of the vest kavua, she has the status of a miselekas damim. D'mishem hachi amru dayashaita. That's why in general, in the Tyrus context, we say that dayashaita, we're not choshesh, that a woman saw dam earlier. The Lama Nachush Shehayu Damim Mitzuyim Ba Shelo B'Shas HaVest Mimnei Shelo Baka B'Shas HaVest. So just because a woman didn't perform a Vidika B'Shas HaVest, why should we be choshesh that she experienced a Re'iya or that she is Tameya Shelo B'Shas HaVest? So that's the first position in the Mechaber here, that even if a woman experiences a vest kavua, the onus of vest passes without a bedika, she's mutaris labayla following the yom vest, and she doesn't have to perform a bedika. That's the 2 days here in Shulchan Aruch, the stam ve'achagach yesh omrim. Now the Ramar adds, v'hachi nahog, our minhag is like the yesh omrim, like the Bali Tosas and the Chachmei Svard, Rov Yishonim, not the Ran. But the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ravid, the Yesh Omrim that the Rama says is reflective of common practice requires a bedika li'ikuva after a ves kavua or an onabenonis, and the woman will remain asur labayla until such point. What about the mechaber? So in Klali Apsak, in general, we assume that if you have a stav yachachach yesh omrim, if the mechaber quotes one opinion as a default position and the second opinion is yesh omrim, in general, we assume halacha kistam. So you should have said that the mechaber passes over here that a bedika is not ma'akev even by a vest kavua, and if a woman fails to perform a bedika ba'onas ha-vest and doesn't do a bedika subsequently, she's still mutaris labayla. However, Rav Avadya points out, Taras Abai is page Kuf Kavches. Taras Abai is page Kuf Kavches. If you look at the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Dalid, Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Dalid, the Mechaber sounds like he's going like this Yesh Omrim in the end. Mechaber writes, Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Dalid, Od Yesh Chiluk, Bein Kavato Gimel Pa'amim, Lilo Kavato Gimel Pa'amim. There is the following distinction, the following chiluk in halacha between a vest kavua and a vest she'eno kavua. Sha'kavua, af al pi she'avra onasa v'lo hirgisha. When it comes to a vest kavua, even if the onas, a vest passes without a hargasha, asur l'shamesh ad she'tibdo pitim satorah. V'shalo kavasa gimel pa'amim v'migiyaz v'an vest v'lo bakar v'lo rasa kevin she'avra onasa mutares. Onabeinunis is dina kavest kavua. So here the Mechaber doesn't quote Tudeus. Here the Mechaber just goes like, Ar Yesh Omrim, that if you have a vest kavua, the requirement of bedika is likuva. If the onus of vest passes without a bedika, she's only going to become muteres labaila, or revert to becoming being muteres labaila, if she performs a bedika. So Rav Avadya points out, even for Sfardim, if you just looked at Kuf Pedal, a test in a vacuum, you would be under the impression that the Mechaber is paskening Stam Yeshomer Malacha Kistam, that the Bedika even by a vest kavu is not Likuva, but if you go on and look at the Mechaber Kuf Peites Siftala, there is clear, the Mechaber favors the second opinion here, the Bali Tosos and the Rashba, the Ravid, that this Bedika is Likuva by a vest kavu. By Vesh Shainakov is not Likuva. Whether we acquire Bidika at all by Vesh Shainakov, we'll get to soon. Okay. Take a look here at the task of Katan Yudbeis. Adjective Dok. Within the Yeshomim. Perish. Afilu im lo baka ela adman harbe. Velo armin Hashem enough al aris bizman vest. So you didn't perform a Bidika biyom havest. Is there any limit of time during which the bedika must be performed to make the woman muteres labayla? The Taz says no. Even if a long time elapses between the onus havest and the bedika, whenever the bedika is performed, as long as she hasn't had a re'iya in the interim, she will become, or revert to being, muteres labayla. The Taz here is called, the shakir is called shesh lahafmir. Shaks of katan kaf gemo. Quotes this from the Beis Yosef, Lukula, even if a long time elapses. Bach Pasak, the Yesh Lahachmir, Kamaskan of Samordechai, B'Shem Hayurayim, Sefer Truva, Gon Shari Dura, B'Shem Asmak. Dafka Vibaka Asma Miyad, Lachar Vesa, Tokshir Ves. Avalo Baka Tokosman. Ava Pishalaka Gaf Baka Asma, Umasa Tahara, Timea. The Chazak, Aruch Bisman above, enough for Lares. The Shach is choshesh for a number of Rishonim who assume that the Bedika must be performed toch onas havest li'ikuva, a small window of time. If the time elapses, then it's too late. Okay, the overwhelming consensus of the later poskim is like the Taz against the Shach, and the Shach says it's in the Kudas, I guess, as well. But we assume, like the Taz, that even if a bedika is performed later, significantly later, than the onus havest, the woman will still be muteres labayla. Mike.
And the Shach is saying, let's say you should check 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and then you check today, it's too late.
Miss the boat.
Therefore, you have to.
And she'll be asur labayla.
So just do hamtana then.
In theory, if she's asur labayla, so. Yep, in theory you have to go through the Tara process.
So we're doing the Hamtana in that case? Do you have no Riyasa to give it?
You mean for Paleta Shepazara?
Yeah. Usually I thought
do you treat it like a Kesem?
Because I know that the Shulchan Aruch is supposed to go based on what last time they attached, the
right.
Sound from the Ramaz Lashon, that it's all based on when you have the Riyah down.
Right.
But when there's no riyastan, so what do you do?
What's the shayla?
The shayla is, can you start counting your shiva nikim right away? Because if you're going to be choshesh lahachmir, that she's now a sur labayla, because you're choshesh, that maybe there is ri'iyah on that yom havest. So at what point could she start counting shiva nikim? Do we treat that like a kesem?
Of the tochim.
I'm sorry?
Because the meisah they had, but we assume that if it was like a week ago.
But they may have had be the day before.
Maybe the question would be more that could they be make? It sounds like you should be hamatana, but could they be make like the machaber saying that you need to just go on the base of last tashmish and not from the day you didn't check?
Right. Not sure.
Okay.
What do you mean manashah? But like, because if you're assuming that it was a week ago,
right?
Then the dam happened a week ago. Tashmish wasn't. Then it wouldn't be.
Wait a minute, a week ago. It's a day later. The onus of best is Monday.
Okay. The
onus of best is Monday. You didn't do a bedik on Monday. According to the Shach, once she or Vest passes, it's too late. So she has to treat herself as a Surah Labayla. Right?
Yeah.
So when do you start kind of shivering? I'm not sure. Take a look at the Piskei Shuva here. Stivkat and Yudzayan. Piskei Shuva quotes in the Chavis Das as follows. When do you perform a bedika b'yom havest? So if a woman's lamuda liras b'shaos, she has a shakavua, she always sees dam at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, she do bedika 12 o'clock in the afternoon. If a woman is not that predictable, then the chavasas thinks you need a moch dochuk the entire day. Maybe she'll see dam at any point during the day. So essentially, you need a constant bedika. How do you do a constant bedika? Mochdochok. And even if you have a case like the Raman Sif Beis of a woman who is Mishanis Liros within a certain window of time, 2 or 3 days, then you need a mochdochok for those 2 or 3 days straight. Piskei Das, page 219, thinks that there are some Rishonim that may be mashmir this way. He quotes Lashon HaRokeach, Ubodekes Asma Tadir. That a woman, Biyom HaVest, has to be Bodekes Asma Tadir. She has to check herself frequently. So what does it mean to check herself frequently? So maybe there's some Hashmos, that's essentially Mokhtachot. The only way to do constant Bedikos is a Mokhtachot. Even a little bit better, Me'iri and Daf Lamentesam Beis. Me'iri and Lamentesam Beis has a lashon. Litzarif Bedika Kol Oso Hayom. That in Yom HaVest, you need Bedika Kol Oso Hayom, the entire day. Bedekas Asma Tadir, you could have read, is at frequent intervals. But Litzarif Bedika Kol Oso Hayom, you need Bedika all day. That sounds like a Mochdach. Taras Abayis quotes some Achronim who say, even according to the Chavis Das, even if you'll assume you need a mochdochuk, it should follow that if a woman is wearing tightly fitting undergarments, so that would be the functional equivalent of a mochdochuk for this purpose. If you're concerned to make sure that there's no riyas dam that she's going to miss, then having tightly fitting undergarments should have the same effect as a mochdochuk. He quotes some Achronim who say like that. Nevertheless, I'm sorry?
Why can't we rely on that for a regular case for Mokhtachuk?
A regular Mokhtachuk? The regular Mokhtachuk, where it's Mikradin, maybe Mikradin, and that may be a stronger requirement of Bedika or Super Bedika. And here, it's only for a more pragmatic purpose. It's the requirement of Mokhtachuk.
It's also for that same.
I'm sorry? The nature of that Bedika, or whatever Mokhtachuk is, to ensure, you could distinguish, you could argue, as you're saying, no, that we never make such a suggestion by regular Mokhtachuk, why should this be any different? You could argue that there may be a distinction in degree in terms of what the There, the Rishonim talk about a Mavdachah. There's a clear requirement, at least in certain circumstances, of a Mavdachah Kir. The Chavistah seems to be presenting it, even though there may be a Mashmos in Rishonim, he seems to be presenting it as a way of ensuring a certain level of knowledge of what's going on. So maybe the requirement may be a little bit less rigorous. That being the case, all the later poskim are dispute the chavistas lahalacha. It's not the minhag, to require a mochdachuk for this kind of extended period of time on Yom HaVest. Now, the way Ravosner says it, or the way they quote in Shir Shevet Levi, sounds like, in principle, it would be a good idea to be choshesh for the chavistas, but practically speaking, you can't expect women to insert a mochdachuk for such an extended period of time. As it is, when you have a real mochdachuk, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes is pushing it. So to require a woman to wear mochdachuk the entire day is beyond reasonable. However, others sound like, even in the realm of theory, there's absolutely no reason to consider mochdachuk. Taras Abayis points out, page Kuf of Zion, that there's a lashon in Tosefta. Tosefta perek tes nida Tosefta beis, perek tes Tosefta beis. Talking about a ves kavuah. Ein bechayvin osa shetehe yada bein eineha kol ayom. Beferish. There's no requirement on a yom vest. The yada bein eineha is a code word for what we call mochdachuk. That was a lashon in Gemara. So, there's no such requirement of a mochdachuk on a yom vest. You just check twice. So that twice we'll come back to soon. But Ravadia points out, it's befeish in the Tosefta, no requirement for a mochdachuk on yom vest. Chazanish, simen pei os kafbeis. Chazanish, simen pei os kafbeis. Refers to the Chavistas as the Shita Tamua. It's difficult to understand in Svara and based on Gemara is why this should be so. It's clear in the Gemara that there's a requirement of Bidika Yom HaVest, and that's the extent of it. No evidence. The Gemara requires a Bidika. Bidika is Yom HaVest. I'm sorry?
Have much more precise time.
The Gemara doesn't seem to be limited to a situation where it's a Shah Kavua. Where it does start with such a case.
Wasn't that the Messias for the time?
It doesn't. I don't think you get the impression that was always the case. It was probably more frequent than it is now. But I don't think you see that was the norm. It was a possibility. It could happen. The Chazanish thinks that there's no indication in the Gemara for such a requirement of a mochdachuk. The Chazanish thinks that to the extent, or where there's a requirement of bedikah beyom havest, it's sufficient to have a single bedikah on the onus havest, period, full stop. One bedikah is sufficient. That's what Rabbi Willow thinks is correct, lahalacha, that there's no need to be machmir for more than a single bedikah beyom havest. Piskei Das, page 221, writes that even though the Chazanish is pretty beferish in Sefer, that there's no, the requirement of Bedikah Yom HaVest is limited to a single Bedikah, he writes that the Chazanish, in practice, instructed that it's better to do more than one Bedikah, multiple Bedikahs, more than one Bedikah, and to have a sima slave the entire day to just be cognizant of the possibility that there may be dam, because from Chaim Kanievsky and from Nissen Karelitz, B'Shem L'Chazanish, that even though what the Chazanish writes and says is mikra din, but in practice the Chazanish recommended more than one bedika. In the tshuva that Rav Moshe didn't write to Rabbi Fischelis that we quoted last time, Chela Gimel Simen Memtes, it also says there that it's advisable to do multiple bedikos Biyom HaVest. Most of the contemporary Svarim, with slight variations, Piskei Das, B'Shem Rav Eliashiv, which we'll note in a moment exactly Rav Yosha has a different twist. Rabbi Force, Mishmer Satara, Rav Avadia. The general recommendation of most of the contemporary Svarim is to lechachila perform two bedikos biyom havest. I don't remember if Avadia said twice. I think I saw that, but I don't see this moment, so I could be wrong. But at least Rabbi Forrest, Rabbi Karp, Rabbi Morgenstern, and the contemporary Sfarim generally talk about two bedikas of Yom Havest. How does that work? So Rabbi Morgenstern goes from Rabbi Yashiv a slightly different perspective than it says in the other Sfarim. That Rabbi Yashiv thought that the Iker Bedika of the Yom HaVest is B'Shas HaVest Mamish, meaning that if a woman knows Lemud HaLiros at a certain time, as we saw, then the Iker Bedika is during that time. If she always sees at 12 noon, then the Iker Bedika is at 12 noon. Lashon HaRaivit, Shara Sfira, Simen Gimel Ostalid, Simen Gimel Ostalid, Iker Bedika Savesta Su B'Shas HaVest. So if a woman has a precise time where she sees them, so that we know is the Shas HaVest. So if that's the case, if a woman knows what time she sees them, so then she should perform the bedikah within a half hour of the time that she expects to see them. But if she doesn't know what time she sees them, if there's no predictability, if there's no predictability, so then you should perform two bedikas a day, two bedikas during that ona, one at the beginning of the ona, one at the end of the ona. So if the ona is a daytime ona, so you perform one bedika in the morning when you get up, and one bedika before shkia b'sof hayom. If the ona is a nighttime ona, so then, if she's going to get up before Nate's, then she should do a bedika at the beginning of the night, and then before Nate's. If she's not going to get up before Nate's, so we're not mechayev for it to set her alarm clock to get up before Nate's, so then she should do a bedika at the beginning of the night, and then a bedika before she goes to sleep. And an ona beinonis, where it's not reflective of a time that she saw dam, just a set marker on a bananas, so then you just perform bedikos twice a day, the beginning and the end. That's what Rabbi Four says. The way Rabbi Four says it is that the Iker Adin, as you saw in the Chazanish, the Iker Adin once a day is sufficient, and he quotes the Minhag as being twice a day, presumably once at the beginning and once at the end. Badi Shulchan Sukkot and Nadalid recommends three times a day. One second. Once in the beginning, once at the end of the Ona, and then again after the end of the Ona to make sure. So if you have a daytime Ona, Badi Shulchan recommends do Bedika in the morning, do Bedika before the end of the day, and then do Bedika at the end of the day. Let's say you're only going to perform one Bedika. So when should that one Bedika be performed? Rabbi Karp points out the Lashon HaTor, Tzrichos Bedika Kishe Yagia Yom HaVest. Tzrichos Bedika Kishe Yagia Yom HaVest. So that sounds like it should be performed at the beginning of the Onus HaVest. If it's a daytime Onus, it should be performed at the beginning of the day. Tzrichos Bedika Kishe Yagia Yom HaVest. If that's the case, then why shouldn't you be choshesh that maybe she'll see them after that? You do bedikah at the beginning of the Yom HaVest, but the whole Ona is the Ona HaVest. So maybe she'll be choshesh that she's going to see Dom later in the day and won't realize it. He points out Lashon HaGra, the Gaon had a different girsan than Tosefta. The Gaon's girsan Tosefta is Bodekas Samuch Levesta, not Bodekas Beyom Vesta, but Bodekas Samuch Levesta. So that sounds like Samuch Levesta, maybe that's after the vest. That at the end of the Onos HaVest. So as far as Akasha, if you do Bedika at the beginning of the day, how do you know she's not going to see Dom later? Rabbi Karp suggests maybe what we're anticipating during the Onos HaVest is that she's going to have a regular Orach, Orach Zman HaBa. She's going to have a regular year, regular period. If that's the case, then we would expect that come morning, come the beginning of that Onos HaVest, she'd already, something would show up on the Bedika. So if nothing shows up in the Bedika in the morning, then there's less concern that something's going to show up during the rest of the day. But his recommendation, the Mishmeres Satara, is that if you're only going to do one Bedika, better to do it at the end of the Ona, then you catch more than you would in the beginning of the Ona. Okay. Until now, we've been discussing the status of a bedika for a vest kavua. What about the requirement of a bedika for a vest she'eino kavua? Do you need to do a bedika beyond a vest if it's a vest she'eino kavua, which is, again, for most women nowadays do not have a vest kavua, other than an ona beinonis, which has a din of a vest kavua. So what's the status of requiring a bedika for a vest she'eino kavua?
What's the difference between vest kavua and a kavua?
Why should there be a difference?
Oh, what is the difference?
A vest kavua is a vest that was established over a period of time. Either if it's a vest aflaga, that means that there were three intervals where she saw Dam at the same interval every 25 days. Or if it's a vest achodesh, she saw Dam the last three gimel. She saw Dam on Gimel Teves and Gimel Shvat and Gimel Adar to come Gimel Nisan. She has to treat that day as a vest kavua. Okay.
And so how does Eino kavua differ from that?
I'm not sure I understand the question. Why would there not be a requirement to be bedika for vest she'eino kavua?
How is the vest
she'eino
kavua different from the vest?
Vest she'eino kavua means that last month I saw on Gimel Adar. I didn't see on Gimel Teves. I didn't see on Gimel Shvat. I just saw Gimel Adar. So now I treat Gimel, I'm choshish for Gimel Nisan as a vest she'eino kavua. But a vest kavua needs to be established over three times, either three intervals or three times. And a vest she'eino kavua is anything short of three intervals or three times. A vest kavua, you need, if you have a vest kavua, let's say you saw Dam on Gimel Teves, Gimel Shvat, Gimel Adar, so then in order to be ochir that vest, you have to go through 3 months of not seeing on Gimel. You have to not see on Gimel Nisan, not on Gimel Iyar, not on Gimel Sivan, and then come Gimel Tammuz, you don't have to be choshish for Gimel anymore. A vest she'eino kavua, you're essentially ochir by not seeing once. If you saw Dam and Gimel Adar, and you don't see Dam and Gimel Nisan, then you won't have to be Choshesh on Gimel Iyar. Okay? If I didn't answer the question,
I guess I might. It's fine.
Okay. Right? One of the differences in Halacha that we spoke about earlier today was a vest, if you would take a look again at Siman Kuf Pei Tes Seif Dalid, that a vest kavua, if you didn't perform a bedika, she's going to be a Asura Labayla. A vest she'eino kavua, if you didn't perform a bedika, she is Mutaris Labayla. Now we have to discuss, so that's true, it's not Likuba. If I didn't perform a bedika and a vest she'eino kavua, she's going to be Mutaris Labayla. But is there a Lechachila? Is there a lechachilu requirement of performing a bedika even on a vest she'eino kavua? Yeah.
Just where do we see that the vest, the shloshim yom, is considered like a vest kavua?
Mechavi here, you want to know sugyas or where is the shulchan aruch now? You're in Sif Tes. or Kuf Pei Tesef Dalet. Okay. So the Beis Yosef, in the end of Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, and the Beis Yosef, that is, Samut is Siftes, is clear that when it comes to Ves She'eno Kavua, there is no requirement of a Medika, even Lechachila. Okay, by Ves She'eno Kavua, there's no requirement of Bidika, even Lechachila. Mishmaris HaTara, beginning on page Reish Zayin, points out that that's the impression you get from the Tosefta as well. Tosefta that we quoted part of earlier, Perek Tes Tosefta Beis. Haisa Lemuda Liros Miyom Esrim Liyom Esrim. A woman has a Ves Kavua Lehaflaga. So she sees every 20 days. Okay? So she has a Ves Kavua and a Flaga of 20 days. Bodekes Pamayim Levesta. So she has to check either Pamim or Pamayim Levesta. She has to check for her vest. So again, the Lashon was Haisa Lemuda Liros. Lemuda Liros means a Ves Kavua. So the Tosefta only indicates a requirement of a Bedika for a Ves Kavua and not for a vest She'eno Kavua. He points out to Rabbi Karp that that's the Moshmos in the Ramban as well. The Ramban, Perek He, Halacha Yud Ches to Halacha Yud Tes. Perek He, Halacha Yud Ches to Halacha Yud Tes. Haves She'eno Kavua, Im Higia Osa Hayom V'lo Badka. When it comes to a Ves She'eno Kavua, if the Yom of Ves comes and she didn't check, V'lo Rasa, and she didn't see them, Kevan Sha'avra Onasa, once the Ona passes, Mutaris Labesa, she is Mutaris Labaila. And then in Halacha Yutes, that was Yutes, Haves She'eno Kavua, Afilu Rasa Bo Shtei Pa'amim, Haves She'eno Kavua, even if she saw that twice, but it wasn't Mufsak yet three times, Mikevan She'gia Zmano V'lo Tira, Afa Pisha Lo Badka, Nekar Mimena L'gamri, V'shaveno Chashash Eslo. So, if she doesn't see Dam at that Ona the next month, even though she didn't perform a Bedika, it's Nekar, and we're not Choshesh for that vest anymore. So, Rabbi Karp thinks, the Mashmos here, is that by Ves She'eno Kavua, there's no requirement of Bedika, even L'chadchila. And the question is that an absolute diyuk? And the Rashba and the Ravid also have similar lashonos. Rabbi Karp thinks the mashmos is one way, Rabbi Morgenstern thinks the mashmos is the other way. So for example, if you look at the Rashba, look at the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis on page Dalet Amid Beis. Torah Sabayis Dalet Amid Beis, the Rashba is the following lashon. If you have these shachnaros, you can take a look inside. Okay, Dalet and Beis. It's about halfway down in the page. Hayla Ves She'eno Kavua. The woman has the Ves She'eno Kavua. Im lo baka b'shir vest, if she didn't do a bedika tok shir vest, v'lo ras, since she didn't have a riyah, hareis in tahara, she's tahara, v'eino tzvicha bedika, and there's no need for bedika. The kol shelo regisha b'dam, b'shas vesta, af b'shal baka, hareis in v'chas kastara. That if she didn't do her, if she didn't have her gasha, even though she didn't do bedika, she's v'chas kastara. Kevin she'ein lo vest kavua, she'ein iser onezu elamid rabbana. Okay? So, again, the Lashon is, Harezu Tahora Ve'eno Tzricha Bedika. Afi Shalom Badka, Harezu B'chas Kastara. So, is a Mashmos, and there's no need for a Bedika, even L'chachila, or is a Mashmos that there is a need for Bedika L'chachila, but if you didn't do it, it's not Ma'akif. The Rabbi Karp thinks the Mashmos is there's no need for Bedika even L'chachila. Rabbi Morgenstern thinks the Mashmos is that L'chachila you should do Bedika, but it's not Ma'akif. I'm not sure either way. I'm not convinced. I think you could go both directions. Same thing, the Raivid has a similar lashon. I think in theory it could go both ways. And again, if you have the Torah Sabbath in front of you, now look at the very end of Shar Gimel, Tesvav Amadez, similar lashon Narashba. Tesvav Amadez, the very last piece in Shar Gimel, top of the second column, Yesh Leves She'enu Kavua, V'hula V'pachos Me'on Abenonis, Kigon She'eras Ala Esra M'chamisha V'chayotze B'zeh, Af Afi Shalav Baka, Kemen Shalav Regish T'vedam, Reisit Tahara V'lo B'dika Kval. Even if she didn't do B'dika, as long as there's a Hargasha, she's Tahara without B'dika. So is that Mashma, but L'chachila you need a B'dika? Or is that Mashma, there's no need for B'dika even L'chachila? Rabbi Karp thinks it's Mashma, there's no need for B'dika even L'chachila. But I could have made the opposite diuk as well. I'm not sure. Badi Yosholchan Sifkat Nunches thinks that the mashmos of the mechaber is to require a bedika lechachila. Why does he think that? So our sif over here kuf medal siftes. Let's read it again. Shar nashim tzvichas bedika mishigia vest aver vest lo barka v'lo regisha tar v'lo bedika v'yesh omrim shasura ad shetivdok im yesh la vest kavua o shehu yom lamed af mishena kavua. So v'yesh omrim that she's asura ad shetivdok if there's a vest kavua or an ona beinonis. In the first aya, there's no distinction between Veskavua and Ona Beinonis. Between Veskavua and Veschena Kavua. Shar Nashim Tzvichas Bedika Kishiyagia Vest Avra Vest V'lo Baka V'lo Regisha Tahar V'lo Bedika. So it's not Ma'akev, but you need a Bedika L'chachilo. Mashma, says Bali Shulchan, even by Veschena Kavua, you need a Bedika L'chachilo. Because there's no distinction between a vest kavua and a vest she'ena kavua. So, shtei tshuvas bedavar. Number one, as Rav Avadya pointed out, the mechaber is not paskening like the stam here anyway, in light of kuf peites sifdalit. And a kuf peites sifdalit, there's a clear distinction between vest kavua and vest she'eno kavua. So to make a diuk in the mechaber here in the stam before the ish omrim in a vacuum, it doesn't really fit with number one, what convincingly Rav Avadya points out should be the psak mechaber based on kuf peites, and the fact that kuf peites within that position. There's a clear distinction between Ves Kavua and Ves She'ena Kavua. Number two, Rabbi Willey points out, printed in Am Mordechai and Dalach Chelkei Shulchan Aruch, the piece on Vestos, originally in Kol Tzvi, volume Yud/Yud Aleph, that maybe, even if you can look at this Mechaber in a vacuum, and assume, if you wanted to assume that the Lacha is like the Stam for the Mechaber, but stam vest, those are, stam vest is a vest kavua. So you don't always have to distinguish between a vest kavua and a vest she'eno kavua, especially given that in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef clearly does distinguish between a vest kavua and a vest she'eno kavua in terms of the requirement of bedikos lechachila. So to argue based on that, the stima slash of the mechaber in a way that's against what he writes in Beis Yosef isn't necessarily convincing. Okay. The Bach and the Prisha clearly do require a bedika lechachila by a vest she'eno kavua, as does the Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Lamiches, that lechachila, even by a vest she'eno kavua, there's a requirement of bedikas. Definitely not likuva, but lechachila. So paskins pischei das b'shem Rav Eliashiv. So paskins mishmeres satara. The Badei Shulchan writes, tov lahachmir eino shasadchak. Mikar adin. There's no requirement of bedikas even lechachila, like the Beis Yosef, like what seems to be the mashmelus, a number of Rishonim, like the Tosafta seems to say. Nevertheless, by the Shulchan thinks, Tov Lahachmir, if possible, but he acknowledges in the Tziyunim there, Os Pei Beis, that the Pashtus of the Sugya is not that way. The Manavshach, if we treat a vest She'eno Kavua like a vest Kavua, if you're going to be Machmir to treat a vest She'eno Kavua like a vest Kavua, then you should be Machmir that the Bedika is Likuva. And if not, if we're going to distinguish between a vest kavua and a vest she'eino kavua, then mechatesi that there's a requirement of bedika by a vest she'eino kavua. The Gemara is talking about a vest kavua. And according to Rov Rishonim, by a vest kavua, if you didn't do bedika, it's li'ikuva. So if I'm going to treat a vest she'eino kavua like a vest kavua, it should be machmir that it's li'ikuva. If I'm not, then mechatesi that there's a requirement of bedika for vest she'eino kavua b'chlau. L'chachil, I'm trying to be machmir.
To assume that it's like a vest kavua, but yeah, but okay, we're going to say me'ikar dina. You don't have to feel like that. I don't understand why it's such a riot. That's...
Okay. I mean, why are you being machmir? And me'ikar tesa to be machmir to treat it like a vest kavua. That's what he's saying. Rabbi Willer thinks le halacha, there's no need to be machmir to perform a bedika even lechachila by a vest she'ena kavua. Rabbi Willer has a bigger chiddush based on a Rashba that even by a vest kavua, or more relevant, even by an ona benonis, where bedika is li'ikuva, he thinks that the mashmos of the Rashba isn't that there's an absolute chiyuv bedika, but there's a requirement of a bedika in order to be muteres labayla. So she's asur labayla until such time that she performs a bedika, but there's no chiyuv bedika per se. Meaning, if she has no interest in Tashmish, then there's no Chiyuv Bedika per se.
What happens after the 24-hour period?
Ah, so she'll be... So what are you marviach? The Sidrei Torah here in Sifkatin Yud Gimel, Paskins, Sifkatin Yud Gimel, the last paragraph beginning, or the last full paragraph beginning, Ubesefer Hanal, Sidrei Torah Paskins, that if a woman passes her onus avest, or experiences an onus avest, so she's Asura Labaila until she performs a bedika by avest kavua, but she's Mutaris Bechiva Venishuk. Even Shasa Vest itself, we paskin against the Taz of Chibuk Venisha Gizmutter, says the Sidri Tara. So if Bishasa Vest itself, there's a dinner, Prisha Sabachla Vest, or Prisha definitely Bishasa Vest. But Chibuk Venisha, we paskin against the Taz, Chibuk Venisha Gizmutter. So Kolshakein, Chibuk Venisha is going to be Mutter after the onus of Vest if you didn't do a Bedika. So a woman can make the consideration, let's say, she passes her own abandonness, and she knows that she hasn't seen Dam yet, she's likely to see Dam in the next day or two. If she performs a bedika, it's very likely that there'll be some Dam in that bedika. So she can decide to hedge her bets, not do bedika. She's still a Suva Tashma, she's going to get her period tomorrow or the next day anyway, but she'll still be Mutter B'chivuk V'nishuk. So a woman can make that calculation, and not be obligated to do a bedika even by a veskavua or an onabedonis, as long as she is not interested in tashmish at that point.
Would the shach agree to that? Shach at a chumra with the passes from some.
What shach agree to that?
The shach that we quoted earlier.
Yeah.
So he assumes full fledged nida.
Oh, the shach agree to the sidrei tara.
Yeah. He assumed Pasha said it was a full fledged nida, no?
But
what did he say? Kibbutz Benishik is also
not clear. So you're saying the answer to Michael's question before. Maybe the Chadavit. Maybe even according to the Shah, she's going to be a Sur Labayla, but that's a limited halacha. That doesn't mean that she's.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Maybe. It doesn't mean that she's a Sur Labayla and Gansin. She's a Sur B'Tashmish. And then what should she do? She's stuck.
But then, yeah, I don't know what she'd get out of
it. Yeah. It'd be worse than regular Ria. So you'd probably figure out what are the expectations. Meaning she expects to see Dom in the next couple of days. It's kind of irrelevant. If she's a Musalekis Domim, I mean she's pregnant, but it's not yet Hoka Ubra. So she doesn't expect to see Dom. In order to be Muteris Labayla, she'd have to do Bedika. Then there's no way out other than to do Bedika. But according to the Shach, you know, Bedika won't help because he's already a Sur Labayla. So then you're kind of stuck. I don't know. L'maisa, we're not choshev for that Shach. So it's not a L'maisa issue according to the Shach. So I'm not sure how you deal with that. Okay. Let's just wrap up a couple other small nekudos here in the Simen. Piskei Shuva Simen Kuf Pei Dalas if gotten Kuf Beis discusses what's the din of a woman whose Leil Tefillah is Samach Levesta. So by Yosi L'Derech, they're Akulas. Is Yosi L'Derech limited to Yosi L'Derech, because that's Dina de Gemara? Or is Yosi L'Derech a kind of prototype for Shas Hadchak, or extenuating circumstances? And there may be other extenuating circumstances where you could be Mekel on a Samach Levesta. Maybe even Tashmish Samach Levesta, according to those who've shown him, and the Iker Din in Shulchan Aruch. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes from a Knesset Yecheskel, who is Mako. Most poskim are Mafmir. Nod Bihuda Tinyana Yerodea Simon Kuf Yezayin. Nod Bihuda Tinyana Yerodea Simon Kuf Yezayin is Mafmir. That's a Raya from a Raivid. But we don't have time to discuss the details.
Should she still go to Mikvah?
She should still go to Mikvah, yeah. But Tashmish would be Usher. Okay, let's go back to talk about Yosef L'Derech for a moment. So we discussed the Shitas Rishonim briefly in our introduction to Vestas Deraisa, Vestas Derabanan. Pishta Samach Leves Deraisa Derabanan. Just see how it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sifya. Harotza Latzeis L'Derech Sarach Lifad Ishto Afilu Samach Levesta. Haga Afilu B'tash Mishari. So Megar Adin, the Ramal Paskins, against Rabbein Atam, that even Tashmish is mutter. Tashmish? According to... that's the Machlokes Rishonim. According to this day in the Ramah, Lifgod means Tashmish. According to the Rebbeinu Tam, Lifgod means something short of that, of endearment. Ritzoi.
I mean, that's what it's referring to, but what is the word... How would you translate the word?
To recognize, to countenance, to acknowledge. There might be Mikal Makom. Hamachmir shelo lefokta rapid divrei ritzoi tavel abracha. So one who is machmir, the literal reading of the Rama, one who is machmir to only be poked his wife under these circumstances of divrei ritzoi like Rabbeinu Tam, and not betashmish tavel abracha. What does the smag say? Say for Mitzvah's Gadol, Lavin, Simon, Kufyud, Aleph writes the following. Garcinim, Biyavamis, Karakabal, Yavivdut, Asamach, Beis, Hayosi Ladara Fuchule. Osa Pekida Eina Batashmish. Shadabra Zahasar. Kashir Bayarnu. Alamidivir Ritza Yipiyusim. Fine. So that's like Rabbi Natan. Vein Choshishin Shavayavo Aleha. Omnam. Rabbeinu Shimshon Ish Yerushalayim. Kasa Perakabal Yavimto. Shosip Pekida Batashmish Mamish. Shekain Mashma Lashon. The Kasavar Kavanda Amr Vedida Perakol Yad Vestas the Rabbana. Kavase Kaimalan. The Af Alpi Kain Hamach Mir Tavo Allah Brach. Okay. Take a look at the Torah Sashlamim here, Sivkat and Yutes. Quotes this mag. Kasim Roshal. The Kashali. Ef Shaykh Lomar, Vamachmir Tavala Bracha. So we're saying, you should be Machmir not to engage in Tashmish by Yosei Lederech, Samach Levesta. One second. What do you mean a Machmir Tavala Bracha? Hol vi Amr Chayiv Lifgad Es Ishto, Adarabba, Zekari Chomer, Misha Medaktik Lekayim Mitzvah Galchasa. So who's the Machmir here? The din is chayiv lifgod. Lifgod means tashmish. So what does it mean to be machmir not to do what the din requires of you? Vishlami yamar mutr lifgod if it's a heter. Shayiv lamar machmir tavala bracha natu. That's the Marshal's kasha. Suggested to us a shlamim. Sorry. Then he continues the quote from the Marshal. Inami Hafi Kamar. Hamachmir Lazmo Monea Milelech Bedere Samach Levesta Kidesh Layachnis Asma Besafe Double Abracha. So it doesn't mean Hamachmir not to be poked Betashmish Double Abracha. It means Hamachmir not to get yourself in the situation of the Shaila Double Abracha. Hamachmir not to plan your business trip on the wrong day. That's what's Double Abracha. Vizeo Shalokada Sarath Khan. So it's clear that's not how the Ramah quotes this mag. It's clear the Ramah, so the source for the Ramah is this mag. You can make a reasonable reading of the smag that a machmir double bracha is, like the Marshal suggests, to be machmir, not to get yourself into the shaila to begin with. But that's clearly not how the Ramah understood the double bracha. The Ramah clearly understood the double bracha is not to engage in Tashmish. The Torah Sashama says, L'maisa, whether or not that's Pshat in the Ramah, or Pshat in the Smag, but that's a good idea. You should avoid the Shaila by not planning your trip in such a way as to get into this problem.
Why do I need to matter some of the best when the Prisha is also only?
Now the Shechi Prisha is some of the best.
The Gemara says it's not
Samach,
it's Oso
Ona. No, Samach could be Oso Ona, meaning, according to some Rishonim, the Ona means that half hour, and Samach means that entire 12-hour period. But the Chiyuv is Samach. Yeah?
How long do you have to be traveling for?
How long do you have to be traveling for? So the Poskim say, take a look at the Shach.
Yeah,
the Poskim say, I'm trying to remember who the earliest one to say this is, that if you're going away for the amount of time, that you'd be mevatel in Ona. So let's say if Ona's Tamechacham is Lel Shabbos, so if you're going to miss the next Friday night, then it didn't apply. If your Ona is twice a week, so if you mix the next midweek Ona.
Do we factor in the Shach quotes for the Rambam that you're not supposed to have when you actually go?
Yeah, so that's so the Shach quotes that. Shach in Sivkat and Kafei quotes the Rambam Lo yivo lo biyom yitzir l'derech o biya min aderech. It's Rav Hilchos Deos that you shouldn't have tashmish the day that you leave on a trip. So how does this fit in with that Rambam? Take a look at the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the side here. He says, no, the difference is if you're going on a foot journey or going on a more comfortable journey. That Rambam's talking about if you're going to travel on foot. If you're going to travel on foot in a Hanami. But here we're talking about where you're going in a carriage or you're horseback riding or any animal back riding. Then that's where the Chiyuv Lifgov sets in, because there it won't be as taxing to your journey. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, very briefly, we're going to talk about some highlights of Masla in Siman Kuf Pei Hei. So I recommend just take a look at Siman Kuf Pei Hei, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel, Mechaber Shach, and Pitzchei Tshuva. And I'll highlight if you have time to look at the Tas of Katan Beis, at least up to the Maisa. And if you have more time, you can read the Maisa too. Then I may very briefly touch on Kuf Pei Vav, but we're not going to focus on it. You should just see, really should see the long shach, but I'm not going to expect you to see it at this point. And then we're going to go into Kuf Pei Tes.
By next year?
By next year, Rosh Hashem, yeah. So we'll start talking about Ona Beinonis and Siman Kuf Pei Tes. And I may have to give 3 shiurim next week to try to get as far as we can in best us before Pesach.
Okay. Do we sift out in the